for Wide Right real quick one time. Excellent. What's that? Oh, fine. Look at this fucking production value.
Disco.
Who's first time at the Dead Room? Excellent. Woo. Fuck yeah, then you have no idea how much our production value is up. you just think this is how we're always rolling. Not true. Hey, Kelsey.
Hey, Jeff.
This is my co-host, Kelsey Wood, everybody. Keep it going for her.
This is actually my co-host, Jeff. No, this Keep is it going for Jeff.
Well, I think we're both co-hosts.
Keep it going for Jeff, everyone. My co-host. Woo!
I'm Kelsey's co-host tonight. That's great. I just think we're equals and, you know.
I didn't say we weren't. You know, I just wanted people to give it up to you. That's
you
know, it.
You just kind of like put a lot of emphasis on my co-host. Like it was very possessive.
Were you projecting, perhaps?
I'm just kind of listening. I feel gaslit. Thank you.
Much like the Dead Room can go, you know, because people will come up here and do funny things, and then you don't laugh, and they're like, maybe this is it.
Yeah, exactly.
Good job. Yes. You get it. You get the spirit of it.
All right, who needs, let's explain the Dead Room.
Let's explain it.
Okay, so comics, these comedians, these lovely comedians, none of whom we asked and begged to come perform tonight.
Not a single one. They all came so voluntarily. It's really neat.
We had to turn people away.
There's a chance to win $50.
$50.
$50.
Yeah.
Cash.
Yeah.
Venmo.
That's like one Uber late at night.
At least half.
So these comics will come up, and they will try to make y'all laugh for 2 minutes. White shirt. Shh. Hey, white shirt. Shh. Are you guys flirting? Are you guys flirting? Okay, well, it's not good. Because she's staying seated, and it was just a little, it was a kind of like a, you know. Thank you. These comics will come up and perform for you. 2 minutes. You, the audience, try your hardest not to laugh. Okay? At some point you'd be like, you might think, we paid for this? It's been a fair assessment in the past. But it gets cringe. It gets fun. People have done insane shit to win this. A plunger's been stuck up an ass.
Yeah.
There's been a taser.
Now, we're not promising those things.
We're not.
You know, but...
We're not promising.
It's happened.
But I got a loose hole, and Megan's got a plunger.
So, look out.
So, you never know. You never know, folks. That's why you come. 2 minutes in the first round, and then half of these folks will advance. Whoever gets the most laughs will advance to the second round where they get a minute. And then the top two will go in the final round, 30 seconds each, okay? Now, Kelsey, I think we should demonstrate some quick little jokes for them. And you guys, don't laugh at these, okay? We're going to practice, okay?
Okay?
Let's just do all one big laugh at right now, just to get it out of our systems.
You're all psychopaths.
So I said to the
You're
guy,
all
that's
psychopaths.
My grilled cheese sandwich. That's my grilled cheese sandwich. He took my grilled cheese sandwich. Very good. Now, shh. Very good. Okay, here's a joke, you guys. What did the pastor say when he couldn't get the pussy wet?
What?
God damn it! Shh. Out. Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
I like that. That's never been a thing, but if you laugh, we should just kick you out. I like that. What's your name? Greaves? You're
he's
the executive producer of this show.
Yeah, no, he gets the spirit.
Greaves. That seems like a lie. Is that a nickname, a first name? Okay. Ethan Greaves.
Ethan Greaves.
Produced by Ethan Greaves.
That actually really rolls.
Yeah, I'm just saying it out loud because this is also recorded as a live podcast, so I'll have it for later. Keep it going for Evan Fitzgerald.
Woohoo!
Of Slaughterhouse Studios. All right, you got a joke about names.
Do I? Oh, sure, yeah.
My co-host.
I just swallowed a piece of gum. Everyone just saw me almost choke. That was not part of my joke. No, I used to go by a nickname when I played rugby, you know? They called me Scrat was my nickname. I hated that. Don't fucking laugh at that. That's not even the, we're not there. The first day of practice, they heard it as Scat. Thank you for this narration. That's literally, yes. And then, you know, quickly someone pointed out, Scat, doesn't that just mean animal poop? And then people were just like, hey, poop! Good job.
You know,
they passed. You
know what's worse than being called poop?
Answering to it. Wow, I forgot.
Very good.
Very good.
Because that shit, what she just said, was fucking hilarious.
My delivery was like on point
top
to
notch.
Like, you know, I should have recorded it. And
Colbert's coming for your ass.
He
You're
is.
You're going to be on late night
just
with that
different
joke.
Ways. Yeah. Okay.
Very good, all of you. Okay. Let's get another fake laugh in here.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Come on, give it up, you fucking freaks. Yeah.
This. You guys are a weird bunch.
Yeah,
tonight.
I love it though.
You guys
this
are a
is
weird
gonna be
bunch
very
of little
fun.
Piggies. That's good. Okay. What's your deal? You're just kind of standing there.
Yeah. What is your deal?
Yeah. Are you performing?
Nah, he should.
Should he?
Yeah.
You guys friends?
I've known him for a long time.
So
well,
not friends.
Not
though.
Friends. Not friends. I just want to. Long
my
time
cousin,
acquaintances.
I hate him.
Long time acquaintances. Okay.
If you're smart, you put a microphone in front of his mouth.
If I'm smart, oh.
Put a microphone in front of his
if
mouth,
if I'm smart.
Well, I don't want to promise anything.
His
you
kind
of already did.
You
honestly,
kinda,
you should
really
sign
did.
Up.
You
what's
really
this guy's
did.
Name?
Yeah, if you watch this as it goes, watch this as it goes. If you guys want to compete. By all means, come sign up. We'll let a couple, you know, not all of you, because we don't want to be here all night. Let us know. I want to be smart, you know? I want to be smart. All right, without further ado, Kelsey, should we just start this shit off?
I think we should kick this shit off.
There it is. Okay. We'll do 2 minutes. Guys, I have this new technology. It's got a timer.
Check it out.
It's an iPhone. They got have timers now.
In case you didn't know.
Bunch of Android fucks out there. I see.
Yeah. Android look at splitting the crowd. Look at this division.
You. Yeah, yeah. But if you have an Android phone, I'll never love you. okay. Your first comic of the night does have an Android phone. He's a member of Dead Room Comedy. We put this shit together. All right. Please welcome to the stage Josh Emerson, everybody.
Everybody count them down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I hate this fucking show. All right? It's the dumbest premise, okay? Comedy without laughter. I got into this game because my daddy didn't love me enough. I can't think of anything more infuriating, but I can't be mad because 31 tickets sold tonight. Give it up for your host, everybody. That's right. Thank you. Yes. They're both your co-hosts, okay? Give it up for them. Come on now. They go to the same hairstylist, okay? Obviously. Same hairstylist as my poodle, I think. I don't know. I hate this fucking show. They begged me to do it. I don't want to be here, sir. What's your name? Tony? Nice to meet you, Tony. Get out! It's a lot of energy coming at you. And you can't. I'm a fucking energy comic! What? This doesn't make sense for me! The formula doesn't. Hi, hello! Have you ever heard of Sam Kinison? He was a racist! It's true, man! Why do you have a Mercedes-Benz hat on, you big dumb fuck? Are you repping Mercedes-Benz, or are you just trying to rep world peace and you're stupid? I got a tattoo today, make some noise for that. These people don't get it. I've done that same trick multiple times, okay? You have to be quiet. Let me lose this game so I don't move on. That's the goal. But make some noise for my tattoo. Come on, everybody. Yeah. Oh, my God. Damn. I don't know, man. I served 6 years in the Marine Corps, and that was way better than doing this show. I swear to God. They made me boring military talk. Get off the stage. Boring, boring. Pander,
oh,
pander.
Am I right?
Pander.
Goodness gracious. Well done, everyone. Well done. Josh, wish I could say the same.
Yeah, I know. You guys are all, this is the first time you've been yelled at by a native man. I get it. You know, talk about it for a second. It was a lot, okay? I've been producing comedy with him for 3 years. I took some getting used to.
It's going to be a lot of different levels throughout the show, you know? That's, we hit a peak real quick, you know? Five laughs for Josh.
And 5.8 because he did get some applause breaks.
Yeah, that's how that math works.
The best part about his new tattoo today, after all that ripping into the show, it's a dead room tattoo. He got a dead room comedy tattoo.
It's so sweet.
Because we're ride or die, buddy. I love you guys. Keep going, Josh Emerson.
Yeah.
I don't have tattoos because I'm good with money, but... Okay, good. Your next walking tattoo.
Too accurate.
Too accurate.
Okay, yes, your next comic, everyone, good friend of mine, give it up for Austin Langley.
Yeah.
And count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I hate this show. They begged me to do it. I've got a tattoo.
That's my impression of the last comic. What's up? What's up? What's up? Who's ringing right now? I will answer it, please and thank you. Is it a phone call? Just an alarm. Sad. Thank God we got these blinding lights to shine in this. I'm just having my alcohol flashbacks of being arrested. Oh, they're turned off now. God. All right, I guess let's get to it. Is this what you signed up for? Yes, we know it's disgusting. That's why I'm doing it. We just blow the whistle already?
Damn it.
I'm a recovering alcoholic. I'm a recovering alcoholic that just puts off the vibe of a regular alcoholic. What's up?
Austin Langley! Woo!
Anyone here a former bulimic?
Yeah. We should mention.
I know, me too. That was a lot.
Can be triggering. The show can be triggering. Didn't realize for that, but warnings now.
Who said, yeah, how long were you bulimic? Oh, don't be shy on me now. I was bulimic for 6 years. Good stuff. Lose a lot of weight.
Better than keto, right?
Yeah, it is better. I'm not advocating for bulimia.
I just feel like we remembered each other's punchlines.
Yeah,
this is. We're on.
It's the eating disorder that works.
Here you are. Okay, how many laughs did Austin have?
Honestly, I got him at like 6.3-ish, you know.
No, I think that was way more than...
Raise your hand if you laughed.
Yeah,
okay,
look at
one,
that
two,
honor
three,
system.
Four, five, six, seven, eight. You can't raise two hands. Nine, ten. Okay, we'll give him a ten. Fine.
Ten. Austin Langley at ten.
For bulimic edging.
Whew. All right.
Oh, someone wanted to sign up. His name is Jims. Jims wanted to sign up. Right? Jims?
James?
Okay.
James?
Well, whoever wanted to sign you up came up and said Jims.
That's your name now.
And if you did that to make me look stupid, I need to look smart in front of James.
Yeah, okay, right? Who's that setting him up for failure right now? Jims? Jims. Should consider Jims, honestly. I don't hate it. There's so much, right? Your next comic...
He's, you know, what a delight. He's been crushing the scene. You guys are gonna love him, but don't laugh. Keep it going for Jake Tupitsa, everybody.
Woo! Counting down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Anyone else kind of turned on by Austin's lack of gag reflex? I want him to baby bird some of that shit in me. Count it. I'm hiding an erection right now, to be honest with you guys. I'm doing a very good job. Count it. All right, I'm going to start off with an impression. Shut up. This is my impression of a guy who comes and pees at the same time. It's a guy who comes and pees at the same time. Okay. My socks are disgusting. Some people here whack off into socks. That's pretty good to know. Good to know. All right, all right, all right. Got some jokes. Shut the fuck up, dude. It's a joke. Okay, what do you call a Muslim man flying an airplane?
Pilot.
Call him a pilot. Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right, all right. Now, what do you call a Muslim man flying an airplane into the World Trade Center? A very bad pilot. Thank you. Thank you. Someone told me that people are attracted to people that remind them of their parents, right? It's like anyone you or I have ever dated probably shares some similarity with mom and dad, right? Kind of disturbing, but it makes a lot of sense for me. Because my mom also won't suck my dick. I mean, I sucked on her tits. I don't see what the big deal is.
Oh, thank God. All right.
Whoa, just in the nick of time, right? Things almost got weird.
Yeah, wow.
We really rode the edge there, didn't we? How you guys doing out there? How we all doing?
Yeah, I know. That was the first time you've seen a very tall man want some milk.
Yes.
So, you know, talk about it. Let it out.
Yeah. Release. This is, yeah.
All right, raise your hand if you laughed.
Yeah. Raise your hand. Be honest.
All right. For Jake Tupitsa, new second place.
All right. Well done. We're going to keep things rolling here, folks.
You guys are doing very good.
Yes,
very good.
Well done. Well done.
Very good.
I'm proud.
All right, your next comedian. Regular here at the Dead Room. We're excited to have him. Drives a Tesla.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Keep it going for Ron L. Harden, everybody.
Yes. Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let me disappoint you guys for 2 minutes. Yes, I do drive a Tesla, so no. I don't buy petroleum, but I do pump pussy like gas. 20 on 2. My name's Ron L. Harden. I'm from Denver. I was here before you white people. I gotta thank you white people though. You guys put enough equity in my home to afford my Tesla. So, thanks. I actually find it ironic that you guys shun the tents when the airport clearly has a tarp on it. If y'all have seen it, no. It's like the gateway to the land of encampment. If you guys have seen the tents. No, none of that. Stop laughing, you're killing me here. I'm trying to work. No, I'm a single father. I would love to be a deadbeat dad, but her mom beat me to the punch. I have 2 kids. I have a 14-year-old and a 4-year-old. When I was making the 14-year-old, when I was procreating to make her, the condom broke. She should be here. When I was making the 4-year-old, I was wearing 2 rubbers. We should have named that nigga Houdini. She didn't think that was funny. Not at all. I guess I got some questions. How much time I got? Fuck you. I got some questions for you people. When does the future start? Or when does Dippin' Dots become the ice cream? He's been to a baseball game. I like him. Question 2. If a woman has beef curtains and she squirts, is that au jus? It hangs off the bread.
Pretty good.
Jokes
rarely work here. So you guys like those? Raise your hand if you laughed.
Wow. Just turning
Willie
my
Nelson,
hand.
Willie Nelson, you laughed at yourself. That doesn't count. Yeah, I know.
I get that, though.
Fine. 14.
14 for
New
Ron.
Leader.
Woo. Yeah. You guys are doing so good. So good. Are you feeling good? I feel like I'm about to go into a song. I'm not, though.
Hey, man in the hat, what's the last word of the Bible?
Amen.
Amen, buddy. I know it. I sat next to him at an open mic, and that was one of the 10
Hallelujah.
Things he said repeatedly all night. Are your neighbors still knocking at your door before 10 a.m.? They're ridiculous. I know it. All right.
Not anymore.
What else? He ties his shoes real good. That's what he told me.
Well, I don't doubt
that
at all.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Very good. Not
I don't
good.
Doubt that one bit.
Okay.
He looks like a guy that knows how to tie
his
shoe.
Guys, he lives Maybe. Nearby. This is going to be a thing all night. Your next comedian, one of the most eager participants of the night.
Yes, truly.
Definitely did not tell Kelsey she didn't want to do it, and Kelsey misheard her.
Maybe that happened. Maybe it didn't. Maybe, you know. She could win $50.
$50. All right, let's count her down. It's Emily Cornelius, everybody.
Yes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I need $50. I love you too. I need $50. And I'll say I love you for $50. Count it. You have a slutty mustache, sir. It's okay. I'm a slut. My parents think I'm a slut. They didn't say those words. They just said they would adopt the baby if I got pregnant. I wasn't dating anyone at the time. Great. This is going great. Queen Elizabeth died. Betty White died. We really got to do something about fentanyl.
I got a group
say I call it boofing. That's what I want to be when I grow up. You're only 9 years old? Somebody check that man's ID. I think we have a time traveler on our hands. Benjamin buttoned up. I want to die. Blow your whistle. Blow it. Blow me, Jeff. Blow me, Jeff. Jeff looks so cracked out. For two people who love Adderall, I don't know if they're doing their math right. You know, it's fine. This is kind of awkward. You guys are really fucking me right now. I have fucked people in this room. I was on Facebook the other day and I saw the first guy who ever touched my boobs is getting married.
Keep it going for Emily Cornelius. Thank you so much.
I'll finish the joke. You guys, the first guy that touched Emily's boobs is getting married. She's super happy for her Uncle Bill.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Probably would have got, yeah.
Raise your hand if you laugh.
Yeah. All right. Hey, dude. Wow. What the fuck? What have we done?
You're going to be a problem all night, aren't you? Yeah, you are.
This is our mascot. What comedian paid this fucking prop to be in here all night?
Megan, I need a water balloon and all the blue cheese you got in the back. All right. Raise your hand if you laugh one more time. One, two, three. Emily, you can't. Oh, we got a nine.
Nine. All right.
Tied for third place.
Tied for third.
Nine yet. Philip, do you want to sign up?
You could win $50.
Yeah. All right.
You're a comedian. Such a treat, folks. Oh, wow, you already signed him up. Look at you.
Hey, piggies, listen up. Good. Very good. Your next comedian co-hosted the last show. It's called Kareem in Your Face. Please welcome to the stage, Ali Kareem.
All right, and count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2.
I think the girl that I'm dating is a bisexual. Because every time she goes down on me, she spread my balls like that. All right. Yo, Robin Williams, shut the fuck up. You have no power here, Gandalf. What the fuck is this? Since when we let homeless heckle us? Comedians already have it bad enough. Now we have the fucking homeless. Somebody give this guy a dollar and get him the fuck out of here before I beat the shit out of him. Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck? I'm being heckled by humans and garbage, dude. What the fuck is this shit? I know I might sound mean, but come on. I'm at work. I don't come to your fucking job and be like, yo, pick this shit up. All right. Say one more fucking thing. I'm gonna fucking bite you, dude. And die of fucking rabies. See, you only heard of a jihad, you never seen one. Allah Akbar, motherfucker. Yeah. I lost a lot of cousins in 9/11. You don't even know. Oh, fuck, I could keep going. This is the longest 2 minutes I've ever done in my fucking life, dude. He likes it, that's good. Yeah, that means he's a nice guy. Is it time? All right. Thank you. Please don't make that whistle. You fucking.
That's pretty good.
too shabby.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all.
That You Have No Power Here reference. That was some of the best shit I've heard in a while.
Well done.
Raise your hand if you laughed. You're raising your hand. Okay. Oh, in the back. All right, new leader, 21, Ali Kareem.
Whoa. Ooh, yes. Your next comedian is actually the owner of this bar. That's right, folks. Yes, we fucking love Wide Right. So please welcome Megan DePonso and Counterdown from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, guys. It's a really big night for me because my dad's here. Dad, come on. Come on up. Get up here. Dad. Dad. He doesn't want to. Guys, it's a big night for me. I'm going to teach my dad to read. Come on. You got this. Okay. Don't be like my childhood where you fucking never showed up. Get up here now, Dad. Get up here. Bring your guitar. I hate this guy so much. We're going to pretend he's my dad. Is everyone cool with that? All right. He's in my bar every fucking day, and I want to murder him, so I'm going to make him. I'm going to teach him to read. I think that's the right thing to do. Last month, I had a full meltdown and said, I'm just going to take out all my anger on this guy. Come on, Dad, get up. Let my dad through. He's special. Come on. Good job, bud. Yeah. Yes, you brought your guitar. All right. Are you ready? We're going to learn to read. Okay. I'm going to teach you to read. Do you want to learn to read? Okay. We're going to do the Cat in the Hat. Here, sniff it first. There you go. Okay. Yes, I know. God, I don't even fucking care anymore about this bit. I just really hate you, and I hope you never come to this bar again. Okay. Oh, my God. What did you draw in this? Is that a fucking dick? Okay. If nothing else, then I got to insult this dude, and it was amazing. It was everything I've ever wanted. Fuck it, being my dad. My dad's actually a really cool guy. This guy sucks. This guy comes and digs his fingers into ice buckets and, like, wells, and then I have to throw out all the fucking fruit and start again. So if you see him in the streets, you know, give him a dollar. If you see him here, tell him to... Thank you, Dad. I always wanted it. Okay. Yeah, and if you ever sit in my red chair again, I'm going to light you on fire. Okay. I said yes to this because I thought, thank you!
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else want to take a shot?
Yeah.
Feel free to sign up.
I think we're learning a lot about just bars in general.
Learning a lot about a lot, really. This man has a lot to teach.
Is there no power to bans? I'm very confused.
I understand where you're coming from with that.
I mean?
I do. Yes, yes. It's puzzling.
He sticks his hand in ice buckets. Surely you could at least...
I mean, fruit? Come on.
A suspension.
Oh, boy. Look at him go. Just putting his hands on everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep it going for Megan, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raise your hand if you laugh.
Leader. No, not. New second person. New second.
Is Zach here? Zach Mama? Not yet. He's coming from another show. He's from France. It'll be a lot of fun. Okay, so next.
Oh, yes. Your next one then is actually.
We have Evan Fitzgerald, you guys, the guy who produces this podcast.
I believe it's actually. He asked me to introduce him as Evan Fitzgerald. Evan Fitzgerald, and I'm not just, you know, slurring my words. He said Evan Fitzgerald. So
is that perhaps a combination of two different Evans, Evan Joe and Evan Fitzgerald?
I don't know. I guess we'll see. We'll find out. Let's count them down.
From 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Guys, I need complete silence really quick. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I farted on him. He didn't know that was coming. All right, I'm going to walk you through my morning routine. I drink a lot, so I got to get those sunglasses on. What else do I do? I smoke weed. Figure that out, dude. Oh, that's a dab pen. That's not gonna work. I've got my morning started. I need to get my real phone. I gotta get my real sunglasses on.
There you go.
How does that look? That's about 7:30 a.m. Anybody else got a coffee shop to be at? Just me and that guy back there. Cool. I did forget. I forgot to jerk off. And it takes time.
Give it up for Evan Fitzgerald, everybody.
Wow-wee, that was fun.
That's what we call breaking the room here at Dead Room. They advance automatically.
Yes. Keep it going for Evan Fitzgerald. I'm going to pick up their props.
Boy, for like 2 minutes there. Now all of a sudden, again, once again, the silence is set back in. All of a sudden, you hear that. For 2 minutes, we forgot he existed.
Yeah.
And that was kind of pretty cool.
What a dream.
One more time for the Evans, you guys.
Woo!
So stay tuned for the continuation of that act in the second round.
However, will they take it to the next level?
All right, we got a first-timer to the Dead Room. She's in from Bisbee, Arizona. Please give a warm welcome to Maggie O'Shea, everybody.
Woo! Count her down from 5, 4, 3, 2.
For a living?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, that's so interesting. Where are you from? Where does your mother live? What's your social security number?
I don't know.
Do you have a dog?
No.
do you do for a living? I'm really good at crowd work because I'm so amicable. I'm like really relatable, so that's why I'm so good at crowd work.
Wow. Hell.
Keep it going for Maggie O'Shea. That was a master class in fill in the blank. I think my favorite part was when she asked for a social security number and our friend back here said, don't need it.
He said, none, yeah.
Don't need one. And he's right, so learn from this man.
Even if you laughed at none, yeah. Raise your hand if you laughed. Okay. They were few and far between, but that's another nine, everybody.
Another nine! Keep it going for Maggie O'Shea. How many comics we got left in this first round?
We got three comics left in the first round.
You guys still with me? When I say yeah, you say yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
Nice. Your next comedian, former contestant of the Dead Room. We're glad to have him back. He's wearing that. You wore that last time.
He sure did.
He sure
That's
did.
His uniform, if you will.
Because he talked about it, yeah.
Yes.
Guys, keep it going for Garrett Nygren.
And count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
How crazy would it be if I just started laughing like a nut job? Would that be funny? How crazy would it be if I did something normal up here? Would that be weird? Yeah? No?
You like your shirt.
Thanks, man. Like your hat. It's so warm in this room. I think it's because of the love. The love is in the room. Right? Don't you guys feel the love tonight? You guys like Elton John? It's fun. All right. Good talk. I'm wearing a Harlem Globetrotters jersey. It's actually about horses.
Yeah.
I would love to see your horse. I would feed your horse an apple. If I had an apple out of nowhere, I would give it to your horse. That's how much I love his horse. Yeah, so Harlem Globetrotters. It's basically we just trot all around the globe on horses, on his horse, me and him together, usually on a beach. He's not wearing a shirt, I'm not wearing a shirt, he's got white pants, I have white pants, and we just go, baby. Horsepower. All right, we're rocking and rolling, we're having a good time. I feel like this is a one-way conversation, guys. What was that? Someone was just humming, or was that a fart? This guy's been eating hamburgers and farting.
Keep it going for Garrett, everyone. Wow, you know, I think I'm still stuck on when he said, when he told Garrett, you can't see the horse, I don't know if he just meant in general. You know, like, can you not see it either?
An invisible horse.
Is it, do you have a horse, really?
You don't have a horse.
You gotta bring it next time.
You wanna hear him go up?
Oh, you wanna sign him up?
Yeah.
That's how you sign yourself up. You can't sign other people. What's your name? You just got on here, buddy. Just
James,
kidding, I just made that rule up.
We have you in two. Right. One more before you. Sorry, Zach's okay. Here, yeah. All right, well, I'll go inquire to see if we'll get him up. Your next comedian is
Wait,
in...
Wait, did we count laughs for Garrett?
Oh, yeah.
Raise your hand
if you
laughed.
Laugh for Garrett. Yeah, and he did pretty good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9. Wow. Garrett got 13, everybody.
Sure did, with the assist from Grandpa.
Garrett,
13.
Your next comedian is he's visiting us from France. He's traveling all around the country, making a documentary of each scene in all 50 states. And so what a great representation of Denver here tonight.
This is how we do comedy here.
Yeah, this is cutting edge. Keep it going for Zach Mama, everybody.
And count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you, guys. I'm not French. I'm gay. I get those two mixed up too. Wait, I'm not gay actually, I'm just French. Thank you so much. Somebody recently told me you cannot make a rape joke unless you have been raped. That's fair. I think you should only talk about what you've experienced. So I asked her, what if you have raped? With that said, I don't have a rape joke for you guys. I once slept with a lesbian.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah. She wanted to try it with a real man, but nobody was available. She told me I made her feel like a harmonica. I was like the instrument. She said, yeah, because you've tried every hole and nothing felt right. She told me sleeping with me reminded her of that time she had caviar. Anybody had caviar before? She said because the serving was small, it tasted weird, and it wasn't worth it. Yeah. Thank you, guys. In France, we do something really weird with American movies. I don't know if you guys know this. But we have the movie in English on TV, but the subtitles are in French. And any time they say the N-word in the movie, they translate it to friend. Like my friend, right? To make it less offensive. So I've never understood the concept of the TV show Friends. Where are they? Thank you guys so much, that's my time.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right.
What a night. What a world.
Water world, what?
Are water you? World, yeah. It's where we're going after. After party at Water World. With the horse, you got it. You
water
fucking, you had
horse,
it.
Baby.
Raise your hand if you laugh for Zach.
Oh, look at that. Wouldn't you look at that? Well, well, well. Turning my head
wow.
As if I'm counting.
We got a new second place.
New
24.
New second place. 24 for Zach. Okay, we have two people left in the first round, folks.
Your next comic, I sure hope I look smart.
Whoa, whoa.
We got someone who showed up and signed up. This is the first time.
Always love them.
Please keep it going for Jim's, everybody.
And count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So I was late to work today for a similar reason that I've been late to work for like a lot of times. I was just up last night thinking about things I've done wrong. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I was it's probably 2 a.m. I had to go work at maybe like a 9, maybe, I probably should have gotten there at 8:30, but I was there at like 9:15, 9:25, yeah, I was there at 9:30. Yeah, I mean, so I was thinking about this time I had, I was on a ski trip with some friends in college. There's some ladies there, maybe. So basically we were playing, like, you know that game Never Have I Ever? Do you guys know that one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so everyone had, like, clever things to say, and then I like they came up to me and I didn't have anything to say, and so I said, "Never have I ever seen my dad's dick," which that's a lie. Like I have seen my dad's dick, but I mean I said it anyways. So yeah, so and then like no one like I said that and then no one said anything. And I just kind of had to go to sleep. And so I think about that a lot. And anyways, that's what made me late to work today. And maybe tomorrow it'll be something else. But that's what made me late to work today. Thanks for listening.
Well, put me on an invisible horse and send me to Waterworld. That was.
Am I right?
That was a good set.
That was a treat.
For the first minute, I was like, well, his friends are laughing. That makes sense. But
yeah,
got all you.
If they could split $50.
Oh, my gosh. all right, raise your hand if you laughed for James.
Where?
Who said that?
Who said that? Got him, Jeff. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Never thought.
Trigger warning.
I never thought I'd say this, but I miss Jacob Jonas.
I don't believe it. I just.
I'm losing control, and people are. This is insane. I'm your co-host now.
Listen, this is the world we're in.
Okay, James, 28.
Woo! It would have been 29, but I had to stop at 28 because I can't. Okay, good one.
Don't put yourself there.
You're right.
Miss Jacob Jonas accepting these insults from fucking audience members. Good fucking God, get it together, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
And welcome your last comedian of the first round.
Keep it going for Philip Cano, everybody.
And count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who fucking brought James? Raise your hand, whoever the fuck brought that guy right here. You brought him, you guys all fucking brought him. Watch when he has to do set fucking 3 and 4 right now. He's not going to be as fucking funny. So don't fucking expect it to be as fucking good. I know more. Your talks count as laughs, so you're going to make me win. I'm from this neighborhood right now, guys. This is where I was born and raised, lived here my whole life. It used to be nothing but crackheads, and now it's nothing but crackers. It's fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing. They're getting angry back there. They're getting angry. Dang, look at a bunch of eclectic, beautiful, shiny white faces looking at me. Dang, now I'm a little bit scared now. I can hold the mic or I can hold the heater, but I can't hold both. Ain't that right now? See, because he's one of the only other people of color, he understands that sentence. If you don't understand it, you're not a part of it. Yeah. The best you can be is an ally. The best you guys could all be is allies. So I wish ally-ness upon all you guys. I really do. It should be, yeah. Right? Yeah, I know. Where's that old man at? That old man's cool. He knows what's going on. Oh, no, he doesn't. Yeah. I was mistaking him for the other old drunk dude that was out there. Who else is on here doing good? Who's doing good on there? Ali! Ali's doing good, Ali! Did you talk about, like, the beheadings and all that shit yet? Nice. Don't laugh when he talks about it. It's fucking stupid. Don't laugh. Is that still that fucking dude back there that's with his fucking one-time homie? Watch when he gets up here. 28, huh? Oh, it's going to be good. Where am I at right now, Jeff? You going to blow that whistle on me yet? That fucking PTSD causing fucking whistle?
Time.
Keep it going, Phil Cano, everybody.
Yeehaw! Raise your hand if you laughed.
That was a good amount. One, two.
Okay.
14. Respectable, respectable. Keep it going for Philip Cano while Jeff figures out the next three going up. Are you guys still with us? Come on, when I say yeah, you say yeah. Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah. Okay, sorry. Too much control with that. Thank you for participating. Do we have our next three?
Advance, we had a tie. Instead of six, we'll do seven, and that's I can count. That's
it's under 28.
You
so.
Can't do half. Okay, half of 13 is six and a half. That's seven. We're gonna do seven. We're gonna round up. One. I'm letting them get to me again. Kelsey.
Yeah, I know, and as much as I want to jump in, I'm really biting back here. Just letting you do that math.
All right, so advancing, we have Ronnell Harden. We have Ali Kareem, Megan DePonso, Zach Mama,
all right,
Evan Fitzgerald, James.
That's right. Oh, look at that support.
And Philip Cano, everybody.
Hey, keep it going for everyone.
They're
tired.
1 minute to make you laugh. Things get a little more intense. The top two will advance for 30 seconds. We go in descending order from least amount of points to greatest. And we will start off with the one who's been off stage the longest. So please welcome back to the stage with 1 minute to earn your laughter. It's Ronnell Harden, everybody.
Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I think I wasted everything I had at the beginning. It's like I'm lying. Guys, I'm newly single. She went through my phone. Yeah, but I'm going to get her back. When I do get her back, I'm going to ask her to marry me. So I could cheat on my wife like a man. No men in here? Damn it. Darn. God, this is hard the second time. Why didn't you tell me? Fuck. All right, I guess this, I'm actually trying to gain weight. I'm not doing so well. I figured this out. I've eaten 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 calories in a day, and I haven't really gained a bunch of weight, but I figured out that eating the food is the easy part. Getting it out is the hard part. So I've come to the conclusion that fat people have big assholes. It's coming. You'll get it. Fuck. I think I only got like 10 seconds left. Oh, joke. Fuck.
Ronnell Harden, everybody.
Keep it going for Ronnell Harden. All right, a minute. Much quicker, right?
The joke route.
About half. Half the time.
Raise your hand if you laughed. One, two. All right, we got a 4 for Ronnell.
4.
New leader of the second round.
Look at that. Setting the bar.
All right. Please, now we'll welcome back. We go lowest points-wise. So welcome back to the stage. You can actually see this show again at his venue tomorrow night. Yeah, we're doing this two nights in a row. What a weekend.
I can tell. They're going to ask about it.
What a weekend. Please welcome to the stage. He's the founder of the Humor Underground. It's Philip Cano, everybody.
Woo! Count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sex is weird, right, guys? Believe it or not, I actually have been laid a couple times. Contrary to popular belief or whatever. And it's a trip. It really is. I puked on my girlfriend's pussy one time, guys, is what I'm trying to say. And it's not from the reason why you think it is. It's okay. Let me explain what had happened. Because sometimes my tongue, if it gets pushed to the back of my throat, like, real fast, I'll fucking gag like that. And fucking I was doing my thing down there, and she fucking kind of, like, fucking went like that, and pushed my shit back. And I puked all over her pussy. Now, I tried. I said I could keep going. I'm like, no, baby, it's okay. She's like, nah. She's like, nah, it's okay. Like, it's a mood killer. It's a mood killer. I hear it stings. It's a horrible thing. I don't have any dick pictures in my phone either. I don't. I have tasteful nudes in my phone only, and it's a whole totally different thing.
Time!
Philip Cano!
Beginning of the show, and he doesn't know that that was the second act, gag act. Yeah, get that. Okay, good. Nice little bug. Don't worry about it, right? Good job, Ali. There was a very big bug that sir, your pet died. Sir, your pet died up here. We'll bury him.
Not the horse. Would never do anything to that. Nine for Philip. All right.
That means we have a new second place for the second round. Ron L. Hardin, everybody. Your next comic is known as the Slayer of Bugs. Keep it going. Welcome back, Ali Kareem, everybody.
Woo! Ali Kareem!
Count down.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm from Baghdad, B-Town. I've only been in the States for 9 years. Baghdad was different. Our cats didn't meow. They meow, and when you pet them, they go. Our dogs made a different sound. It's just. You guys, I'm joking, all right? I used to rescue dogs. Just. They were ISIS dogs, all right? They fucking killed people. I wanna shit on this guy, but it's like, it's not even worth it, man. I'll just get off. Is this 1 minute? I'ma find you outside of this, dude, and I'ma fuck you up.
Keep it going for Ali Kareem.
Remember when Ali said, "I'm gonna bite you"? Oh, that was a.
What a guy.
Now raise your fucking hands.
Now raise your hands if you left for Ali.
Thank you.
22 for Ali Kareem.
New leader, Ali Kareem.
Yes, exactly. We have a new third place in the second round. Ron L. Hardin, everybody.
These folks are on it.
Just so y'all know, I did ask him if he wanted to go up. He refused. Bummer. All right, let's. Come on, Jeff, do math. What's the next lowest? Oh, yeah, okay, great.
You got it.
Is the owner of the bar able to come perform a minute of stand up comedy? Yes.
There she is.
Please welcome back to the stage, Megan DePazzo.
Count her down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, thanks everybody for continuing to be mean to my dad. Fuck him, hell yeah. Let's see. I took 14 virginities in my life. I'm going to tell you about one. I lost my virginity in a ditch behind a church. Everyone else? Yeah, cool. Thank you. It is pretty cool. I collected a lot. One time a guy told me I was like the library. I have everyone's V card. That makes no fucking sense. That doesn't add up at all. Shut up, Dad. I'm making you proud. Okay. And after we fucked after like the 12 seconds, I was like, oh man, we just fucked in a ditch behind a church. And then he looked over at me and he was like, no, it's okay. It's a Jewish church. It was Lutheran. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Now I'm just waiting for the whistle because I'm attracted to that sound.
Give it to me, Daddy.
Megan DeVonta, everybody.
All right. Yes.
What a show.
Really, what a night.
What a night.
What a world.
Water world.
Can raise your hand if you laughed for Megan. Or meowed.
Megan, your dad laughed for you.
Yeah.
17 for Megan, everybody.
17. New second place. And new fourth, and there's four different places now.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we got the icon.
All right. Well, you just you paused, you know.
I know.
Just.
In icy London, icy France, please welcome back to the stage Zach Mama, everybody.
Woo! Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm French. My pronouns are oui, oui. I started seeing someone new. She told me she won't have sex before marriage. And be honest with me, guys, I respect it. But would anybody here be willing to marry her so we can fuck?
Never marry. Don't have to be married.
That never works. Yeah. I'm a vegan. Had I known that saying I'm a vegan on stage would make people stop wanting to talk to me, I would have started a long time ago. Nobody likes vegans. I hate vegans.
I am myself.
I'm a fucking vegan. I hate vegans. Yeah. I had veganese today. Veganese. I don't know how to say it, but it tasted the same. Thank you guys so much.
Zach Mama, everybody.
Woo-hoo! Very cool.
Very cool. My favorite part Trey about that cool. set was when he said, you know, not being married was up to him.
That's right. He hasn't wanted to. That's why he's
yeah,
not.
That's why he's not married. He's turned down so many people. Raise your hand if you laughed at Zach.
This guy. Do we get like a headset mic on him? Hey, you know what? Duh, God damn, I really feel like we invited it. It's hard to tell him not to. It's his horse whistle, okay? He thinks only the horse can hear it. No, don't give him that. Don't offer him that. You know, Trex, not a married man.
Did you say you have a horse or horse in Kansas City?
Our horse is at Corral.
Still not? Corral. The Golden or? Oh, boy. Write this one in your diary, folks, okay? This is going to be wonderful. No, he's just thinking on it. He's taking a real long thought. Horse or whores?
Horse.
Okay, no, it was definitely horse the first time. That was definitely whore that time. He's changing his answer, and it's getting a little hostile.
I think he was just mad at us that
I
time.
I think that time, too, I'm pretty sure. So you want it to be whores, fine.
Quit asking me questions.
Oh, we'll take him home tonight.
Zach at 15, one more time for Zach.
Woo! Yes.
And he's locked and loaded. Please welcome back to the stage the underdog story of the night, James, everybody.
Woo! Count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello. I was just playing that hockey game back there, and I do have to admit that the NHL is probably my favorite sports league to watch. It's just a good game. I really do enjoy hockey. And yeah, I mean, I do also love fantasy football, but I also hate it because it's probably the closest that a middle-aged, or not a middle-aged, I'm sorry, a middle-income man can be to being a slave owner is playing fantasy football. I mean, in all reality. But anyways, I don't want to talk about that because that's like really, really obviously terrible. And not me at all whatsoever. But anyways, I don't really know how to come back from that one. I do want to say that this is a very funny idea. Okay.
How dare you compliment this show?
Don't even fucking try to say anything nice about this.
Yeah, he kind of pulled it. I don't know. We'll see. How many?
That was a coaster for sure. That was, you know.
Yeah, raise your hand if you laughed.
Yeah, a lot of these guys are really raising pretty proud. Interesting. Okay, yeah.
I got them at 12, everybody.
And I have all your faces memorized.
All right, your final act in round two.
After this, two will advance.
Two will advance. Dazzled us in the first round. Please welcome back to the stage, they, them pronouns, Evan Fitzgerald, everybody.
Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Water, my favorite. I wish I had another fart for after that, dude. What are you looking? Okay.
It's still the morning time and I got a floss. I have bad teeth as is. Oh, I stole Kelsey's gun. That's where that was. Fuck yeah. I do draw on my penis every morning. And if I don't do that, I don't have a penis. I was gonna buzz it, but. Oh, that's the wrong side.
Nice job. My freaking gun. I asked him 3 times. It's on me. Also, caution, this is quite wet. Ground is wet for the final round. Things get slippery.
All right, the top two advance. Now, in the second, in the final round, we don't tell you the score in between. The acts will just announce the winner at the end.
That's right.
What a title card we have for you tonight. We have Ali Kareem versus Evan Fitzgerald, everybody.
All right, final round.
All right, I'm going to put 30 seconds. Real quick, make a round of applause for all the performers you've seen tonight.
Yes. Who voluntarily, graciously signed up. We love you.
What a journey this show is. Thank you all for being here.
Yes.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock. We'll count them down from 3. Please welcome back to the stage, Ali Kareem, everybody.
Woo! 3, 2, 1.
When I first moved to the States, I went on a date with this one girl, and I had no idea, like, the American dating life. And we got to the part where we kissed, but instead of kissing me, she bit my lip like it was a loaf of bread. I mean, I was bleeding. And I'm like, you know what? Like, this is America. This is how it is now, Ali. So I'm laying in bed naked, and she takes her bra off, and she whipped me right on my dick.
Time.
I couldn't hit her because I'm not in Iraq anymore. Fuck!
Kareem. Thanks for splishing and splashing with us.
I really thought you were going to go bite the man for 30 seconds.
I mean,
really,
that would have been the move. Am I right? We all thought that's where it was going.
All right. And last but not least, your final contestant of the Dead Room, please welcome back to the stage,
Evan Fitzgerald.
Everybody.
And count them down. 3, 2, 1. At a water park with a horse behind them. It's been such an evening.
This show, as always, has been produced by Eric Reeves.
That's right, executive producer Eric Ethan. Ethan Greaves. That's right, our EP. Good night, get home safe.